This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there, dial-up version as well, totally free, freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones and to the fun. This is Randy returning from Indianapolis on WXNT. Randy, we only had a moment for you in the last segment, so I wanted to bring you back on. You were just about to get into your point. We had to go to the news. So what was on your mind, sir?
Okay, the point is...
You got your radio up in the background. Turn that sucker down, if you would, please. Randy, turn the radio down.
Yeah, Barb does.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
So anyway, the point is, God knows how goofy we are, okay? Mm. And because he knows the exact level of truth that we have in our minds and our souls and our spirits.
Okay.
He knows exactly what we're going to do, okay?
Wait, he knows exactly what we're going to do, meaning we're all predestined?
You're very close. But what you don't understand is that God can actually choose to not know. That's what makes him all powerful.
How do you know so much about... I mean, you're just a man. How could you possibly know so much about what God knows and what he doesn't know?
Does it make sense? That's one of the determinations of God. Can God create something so heavy that he can't pick it up? Well, he can do that with an atom. He can look at an atom anywhere in the universe and say, I'm never going to pick it up. And there it is. So he's all powerful.
Okay.
He can make it so we're predestinated, but he can choose... Because the volume of the truth, the quality of the truth that he exists in, he can actually choose at what point he needs to get in there and just poke something a little bit.
That's what
I think he did in the Old Testament, and I think that's what he did in the New Testament.
Hold on. You're explaining the differences between God and the Old and New Testament now? Is that what you're doing?
It's all the way across. That's why when you were talking to Mark, you were saying, well, how can that be consistent if this is this way and this is this way?
Uh-huh.
Well, the point is, it doesn't matter because he just decides at one point, and he could have done it like in the Big Bang, he could have had this stuff all figured out.
Well, he knew
that if he said something at a certain time at a certain place, then that's what's going to happen.
I don't feel that really addresses that, though. You know, here's what my point is on it, is that God, when it came to the city of Ai, and I believe this was before Jericho right after Jericho,
right.
God ordered the killing of every man, woman,
that's
child,
right.
the sheep, everything
that's
that was alive
right.
in
Why
the town.
Why would he do that?
Because the Jews feared their big mountain god at this time. I mean, you know, this
You're
wasn't
right.
the god that
You're
we're talking about today, and they didn't have the understanding of the world that you have. They were much simpler people, so there was like a big, powerful god.
All they did at night, they couldn't watch MTV. They looked at stars all night long. Now, could you imagine doing that? You can't.
I did it once. I can imagine it. What's that have to do with them getting annihilated by this god?
Because God knew what was coming. Because way back when Abraham did his stuff with that Sarah girl, you know, his wife, and that Sarah says, well, maybe you should just go ahead and have sex with my maidservant.
Hagar.
I can't remember the girl's name.
Hagar.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Anyway, he said, she said, go ahead and have sex with her and get a baby. Well,
don't you think that Sarah sinned when she did that? Didn't she sin when she did that?
No.
Now, if I had sex with my wife's friend, I'd be sinning, wouldn't I?
Hold on. Abraham's covering over Sarah is what protected Sarah. Abraham's covering was his, I can't remember exactly how it was worded, so I'm going to paraphrase, and I'm sorry if that makes you mad or something.
It's okay. I'm not mad at you.
I'm good. Anyway, Abraham was just doing the good guy thing, but he trusted God. And his belief in the value, the quality of his faith is what made him righteous.
Let me see if I've got this straight. I'm not too familiar with this story, but I want to make sure I understand this. And Mark or Randy, correct me if I'm wrong here. You're saying that there was a man named Abraham. He had told his wife to have sex with another man? Is that right?
No. You got
told his wife
one. You're an atheist.
I went to church for 16 years, okay? So it's not like
I was
always an atheist. Now, Mark, what part am I missing here?
Well,
Randy, hold on a second. I want to make sure I'm on the same page here, because if I'm not, there's a lot of people that aren't.
I assume he's talking about the this part of the story. Abraham and Sarah couldn't have kids.
Husband and wife.
They were husband and wife. They couldn't have kids. Sarah said, take my maidservant. He lied Sarah with her in the biblical sense, and they came up with a child. Hagar begat Ishmael.
Well, they just had sex. They didn't just lay down. They had sex.
Right. I said in the biblical sense.
So you're saying that it's okay to essentially to have sex with somebody outside of marriage so long as you're okay with God? Is that what you're saying, Randy?
Well, in a sense, if you look at Acts, it's according to your faith. If you believe something's a sin, it's a sin. And if you believe it's not a sin and you trust Christ, then it's not a sin.
Well,
now,
then I'm okay then, right? Because I don't believe that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, so therefore, but I don't believe that that's a sin either, so I'm straight.
You very well may be. If your faith in the truth, if you dwell in the truth, if you search and seek after the truth every day, that is accepting Christ.
There you go. Randy, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. So he says you're good to go, man.
Good to go.
One-way ticket to heaven for Mark.
From Randy.
Right. Now, I guess I don't qualify, though.
No, I'm sorry. You don't believe in God. That's no God, no heaven. Sorry.
Right. Does it matter what kind of God I believe in? Can I believe in the God of the squishy ball that I'm squishing in my hand?
You know, he did say that if you seek after the truth, but no. I'm familiar with you, and truth-seeking, that's your thing.
I seek after the truth. The truth is the government is evil.
You believe thoroughly what you believe is the truth. You don't seek after it.
Well, I've sought it, and I found it. How about that? I have found the truth, and the truth is that freedom is the way to go. And freedom and liberty is important. And the cool thing about freedom and liberty is that everybody who wants to have a religion can have it. And I'm not going to force my way on you, so long as you don't force your way on me. I like it that way. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Tyrone in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind, Tyrone?
Hi, guys. First time listening. And I guess I overheard your comment earlier before talking to Randy about the blogger going to jail for contempt of court.
Yeah, and pretty disturbing.
I guess to me it's somewhat disturbing, but it's not actually applicable to the First Amendment because they aren't asking him to they aren't trying to stop him from producing information or to divulge some source. They're asking for a copy of stuff that he, I assume, copied personally, that he shot himself. So it's just asking for evidence to
help
support
the freedom. I see where you're coming from, but don't you think the freedom of speech can also entail the freedom to not speak?
Not when they're going after evidence. I mean, there's a lot of law on the books right now that you can't obstruct an investigation.
I don't care about
what
the law
I'm not asking about the law. What's right and what's wrong?
What's right is that I think in the larger context, you know, there is a time when people have to, like, either give testimony about what they know or they have to present the evidence that they do have. I think.
But, sir, then you're talking about forcing people to speak. Wait a minute. Okay. What about the Fifth Amendment? What about the right to not self-incriminate? You're talking about forcing people to speak.
If he's saying that, then he should use that as his excuse as why he doesn't want to give the tape over. But you're presuming then that he's showing himself torching cars, which I don't think is on the tape.
All right. So what if he wrote over the tapes and they don't exist anymore?
And I think that's fine as well. If that's the case, he shouldn't be prosecuted for that. He can't help it if before they told him they wanted the information, he got rid of the evidence.
But
I don't see any problem with that.
But Tyrone, since it's necessary in the judge's mind to have this information, if this guy comes into court and the judge says, sir, I'm going to need you to turn over that tape. Well, Judge, I destroyed the tape last week. There was a flood or whatever. I wrote over it when I was taping something else. And then would the judge have the ability to say, and would you support this? If the judge said, well, you know what? We're going to find out if that's true. I'm writing a search warrant for your house, and we're going to search through your entire house, confiscate every single tape that you have, and make sure that you're actually telling the truth. Would you support that?
No, not necessarily.
But it's necessary. We need to know what's on that tape.
I would say that in order to get a warrant to go into his home, you would have to have some kind of evidence showing that he still had it, i.e. something like he had been sold another copy of a different clip to another agency. Now, if he did that, then I would say, yeah, then they have a justifiable reason to say this guy's lying to us and we have a right to go get it. But without that kind of proof, they don't have substantial evidence to go and, like, search his home, no.
All right, Tyrone, we appreciate the
call,
man.
Makes a good point.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231.
You had something else.
Everybody always has something else. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we let you call in once per night. So Tyrone said it was the first time listening, so just listen again on Monday. and then call us again.
Six nights a week.
Exactly. More is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the freest country in the world? We'll tell you coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system with over 115,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting there. All kinds of topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find it all discussed for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, to Christopher in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Christopher, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking earlier to a gentleman about, I guess, Christianity. And I heard you, I think I heard you say you wanted to know more or something like that.
I don't know. I went to a Christian church for 16 years. I don't really want to know more. I was just trying to feel him out. What I like to do is when somebody comes on with calling themselves a Christian, I like to find out exactly what their belief system is. Because when you call yourself a Christian, it really doesn't mean much because there's so many different types of Christians.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
And I sort of feel like I know what there is to know about Christianity, and I've learned all I need to.
Oh, really?
But with that said, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to explain to you, maybe in a little bit more detail, why we believe what we believe,
okay,
and how we believe what we believe.
How about you believe what you believe? Because
how I believe what I believe. Well, according in my humble opinion, according to the scriptures, when you look at if you put yourself up against the Ten Commandments, all of us fall short in that sense. So we're all sinners in that
coveting
sense.
Is tough, absolutely.
Hey, definitely. But if you
that killing people thing, I'm okay on.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, different strokes for different folks.
But Jesus did say that if you lust in your heart, then you've already committed the sin, so therefore I've killed many people in my heart.
Exactly. Well, and according to those commandments, then you recognize that you're a sinner.
No, I don't believe in sin.
But wait. I think we've jumped off from what you were going to talk about, Christopher. You said you were going to talk about why you believe what you believe,
okay,
and you are talking about the Ten Commandments.
According to the Ten Commandments, I recognize that I'm a sinner, because if you break any of the commandments just prove to you that you are a sinner. And
I'm
just
sorry, I thought...
self-coveting.
I see what you're saying, but I thought you were going to talk about why you believe what you believe. It seems to me that the reason why people believe what they believe is because they were raised to believe it. Somebody put a book in front of their face and said, Christopher, this is what we believe, and you should believe it too. Come on, that's why you believe what you believe, right?
Believe it or not, I wasn't taught that.
Really?
And I'm still in church, and I grew up in church, and I've been in church 33 years. And I've come to this knowledge myself in the past 10 or 15 years by me studying myself.
How do you know that your religion is the correct religion, sir?
How do I know that my religion... Religion, to me, is a choice. You examine the evidence that's presented to you, and you make a choice whether you believe it or not.
Are you someone who believes that if you don't choose your religion, then you're going to hell?
First off, I have no heaven or hell to put anyone in. Anybody can believe whatever they want to believe. I choose to believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe that there is a heaven and a hell?
I do believe that there is a heaven and a hell.
Do you believe that people that don't follow your religion will end up going to hell, or do you have no comment on that?
There again, I have no heaven or hell to put anyone in.
I'm not saying you're putting them in there. I'm just saying, what does the doctrine of your religion say? What is their opinion?
What does the Bible say?
I don't know. Whatever it is that you believe, man, that's all.
Well, the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the only way. You can't really.
So therefore, a tribe of Africans that has never come across the Bible or has come across the Bible and has rejected it because they believe in doing whatever it is that they do for religion, then they're all going to hell. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm saying from that perspective, the Bible, the truth has come to all men. And all men have a choice. I mean, I don't know how God deals with other people. I don't know how God deals with other tribes. I know that God is all-knowing and all-powerful, and he can deal with whomever he chooses to in whatever way he chooses to. So it's not easy to say, since these people don't believe what I believe, they're going to go to hell. I don't know.
Where do you stand as a Christian, where do you stand on the issue of homosexuality?
The issue of what, I'm sorry?
Homosexuality, because we've had some people call in tonight that have been pretty strong, had some strong opinions about that.
And that's usually where it is. When you bring up homosexuality, the Christians just jump out of the woodwork and they spew their better than thou crap all over you.
Well, here's my opinion about homosexuality. Is homosexuality a sin? Yes, it is. Is lying a sin? Yes, it is. Does God still love those people? Yes, he does. Do I still love those people? Yes, I do.
Good answer, Christopher. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800. It's nice to hear a Christian that actually professes to love the sinners that
That's what we're supposed to do.
Right. Thank you for the call, Christopher. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. All right, Mark, it is time to reveal the freest country in the world.
I'm very interested in this.
You might be a little bit surprised. Now, from time to time, we will talk about, on the show, when the Heritage Foundation and Wall Street Journal released their Index of Economic Freedom. We'll talk about that. When the Fraser Institute, the Cato Institute, released their 2005 Economic Freedom Index of the World, we talk about that. So we've talked about before in the past, what are the most economically free countries?
Right.
And we've also reported on the Reporters Without Borders Press Freedom Index as well. So whenever these world indexes of countries come out, we like to bring the information to you because it's interesting, especially because the United States is never number one.
Well, you know, in the United States, we pride ourselves on being the land of the free. And
so-called.
You know, I mean, apparently organizations like the Heritage Foundation, I believe they're based in Michigan, you know, the United States, rates us as the 13th freest economically in the world.
I haven't seen the list in a while.
That's my memory of it. But the fact is, we don't show up number one on any of these freedom lists.
No, it's usually Hong Kong that's up at the top. However,
on the economic list, that's
right.
True.
However, on this one, apparently the 2006 State of the World Liberty Index, it ranks countries from most to least libertarian by compiling information from four different freedom indices into one single index. So we've got the Heritage Foundation, Index of Economic Freedom, Fraser Institute, Economic Freedom of the World, Freedom House, 2005, Freedom in the World, which is a new one for me, and then Reporters Without Borders, Press Freedom Index. So they took all these different studies and they analyzed them, they broke them down. The countries were broken into three criteria: individual freedom, economic freedom, and government size, taxation, and averaged. So with that, although countries like Costa Rica have promising pro-liberty political movements, and although globalization has sped up the trade liberalization process in many countries, sadly, the world is very far from free. This from their summary here. Big governments with centralized power maintain policies of war, corruption, genocide, and authoritarianism. Centralized market control usually results in government monopolies of capital, creating widespread poverty and humanitarian crises by limiting food supplies. Now, we're going to get into the freest country in the world. We'll reveal it in a moment. And I'll tell you this, it's not the United States. In fact, the entire world received a failing score, so even the freest country isn't really that free. We'll get into some detail. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great stuff there, and it's all totally free. Again, the store has launched T-shirts. We've got bumper stickers. We're giving away the bumper stickers. Crazy idea, I know, but you can get all the details at store.freetalklive.com. It's a pre-order phase, so if you want a shirt, you want a hat, when you place your order, you're going to have to be patient. We don't have the stock yet. The products don't even exist. So what we're doing is we're pulling in orders so we kind of have an idea of who wants what, because there's different sizes and different colors and all that. So that way we can actually place an order more accurately once we are ready to do that. So this pre-order phase will last for the entire month. To give you a little incentive to order now rather than later, you're getting a 7%, actually more than a 7% discount on all the prices that you see at the store. So again, that's at store.freetalklive.com. The doors have only been open for 5 days now, and orders are already rolling in, so get involved at store.freetalklive.com. All right, I'm going to announce now, from the 2006 State of the World Liberty Index, they have compiled different indices that have been created from the Heritage Foundation and the Fraser Institute and other groups. And they've determined that the world itself has received a failing score, 56.9% out of 100 possible. So I guess overall, the world is not doing so hot on the whole freedom scale. The guy that wrote the summary here points out that even free trade is sadly tainted by images of abusive corporations backed by abusive government regimes and economies that are rarely free or open. The problems don't exist solely in the developing world. Even in the developed world, they have a long way to go towards maximizing individual and economic freedom and limiting excessive government power. Even the top 10 countries on this list need significant improvement before they can be considered truly free countries. No countries in the scores received an A or even a B plus.
Okay. That doesn't mean failing, though. I mean,
no,
you had said...
No, the world failed. As world an average failed with a 56.9%. Although this is a gloomy assessment from the outset, there's much cause for hope in the future. Clean and honest governments have always been rare, and pro-liberty governments even rarer, but there are global signs of a political sea change, from Mongolia to Panama to even Cuba. So, the freest country, Estonia.
Estonia?
It's justified by history that Estonia would sit atop this list. The small Baltic state fought Soviet socialism, defeating the Soviets during the Estonian Liberation War of 1918 to 1920, and winning 20 years of independence as a result. During World War II, Estonia was invaded by the USSR following the 1939 signing of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Agreement between the USSR and Nazi Germany, and the Soviets killed off the political and intellectual leaders there in Estonia as a result. The country suffered immensely under the rule of the USSR. Estonia finally won their freedom following the 1987 to 1991 singing revolution, in which Estonians gathered night after night singing national songs and hymns that had been banned by the Soviets and listening to rock music. When the Soviets attempted to quell the revolution, the Estonians used their bodies to shield radio and television stations from being attacked by tanks.
Wow.
The revolution ended without any bloodshed, with one-fifth of the population having participated at some point. It marks one of the greatest triumphs of the power of liberty over authoritarianism in history. Estonia has since established a solid government, liberalized trade, and expanded individual freedom. The Estonian Reform Party, a free market liberal political party, is also gaining influence and has made significant impact on Estonian politics, controlling about 18% of parliament. While Estonia is far from a libertarian paradise, with a score of only 85.3%, it is closer than any other country on the list.
Hmm.
And if we can, we'll explore it a little bit more. We've got to go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Noel in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Noel.
Hello, Ian and Mark. First of all, kudos to you for continually advocating for the creation of a society that would maximize the actualization of the individual by removing coercion and bringing about free association and mutual aid.
Well said, sir. Glad to be out here doing it. Someone had to.
Thanks. And it seems you've gotten a string of proselytizing callers this evening, and my sympathies to you for that.
Well, that's okay. It's no problem. It's
Free Talk Live.
But it seems that they started with reacting to the case of the women in Vermont.
Yes.
And then there was a string of responses to those callers.
Yeah.
And the argument that popped into my head right away was, here's a case of two adults that both have an emotional bond to a child.
Yeah, we're talking about the two lesbians. They got together, had a baby, they broke their civil union apart, and then there's been a custody battle. Just to recap quickly. Go ahead.
Right. And I would look at a parallel situation of a heterosexual couple that adopts a child. Now, neither of these parents have a biological link to that child, but they both have an emotional bond to that child, in the same way that this couple both has an emotional bond to this child in the case of the women from Vermont.
Good point.
And in the heterosexual case, it illustrates how biased our system is, in that it is solely the anatomy that determines the way this case is going. Whereas if one of the adoptive parents claimed custody, it would be nobody would bat an eye, basically because of their anatomy there. And I think it's really just an illustration of the irrationality of the Abrahamic basis of so many of our laws that are supposed to be based in freedom and a more rational process.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better.
That's how I see it. I mean, I believe the nation was founded on liberty, but other people would come back and say, it's a nation, it's a Christian nation.
And they'd be wrong.
Well,
as you pointed out, Mark, a number of the founding fathers were actually deists and not Christians.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And, yeah, I'm familiar with that as well. And that was pretty much it. I'll keep it brief this evening, and I'll say keep up the good fight.
No, we will. We're glad you're out there, man. Thanks for the call. Let's continue with Rich in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Rich, you're on with Ian and Mark. Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, good. What's on your mind, sir?
First of all, I just want to clear up a few things. You said that Paul had never seen Jesus.
Just Paul. No, don't tell me anything about the road to Damascus. Jesus came in a big light. I mean, if I claim to see somebody in a big light, they'd lock me in a loony bin.
Okay. Well, actually, that's not what I was referring to. But yes, Paul does claim to have seen Jesus, and he said he got the gospel directly
from
Jesus.
Me too. Am I a disciple? Me too. Hold on. He got the gospel?
Well,
there is no gospel of Paul.
Yes, there is. He calls it his gospel.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I understand.
He calls it his gospel. He said he got it. He said he didn't know any of the 12. He said he barely knew them. He saw them a couple times. He said, about these things I don't lie in the book of Galatians. And he said that he got the gospel directly from Jesus for you Gentiles. That would include you guys.
Well, great. I say the same thing. Why is Paul more believable than me?
Well, first of all, if you're claiming to have seen Jesus and that proves to be fallible in some way, then, you know, you should be taken serious. Like if my kids went to a public school and they came home and said their public school teacher was, telling them that they were God or that they had seen God, then I would say that that person was a freak and that they weren't believable and they certainly weren't in a position. Wait a minute. But on the other hand, if they had some evidence to support that, then I might look into it and say, huh, you know, maybe something they're saying is true. And I would check into it. That's what makes somebody reasonable, you know, like evolutionists. They base everything they believe on blind faith.
We're getting on a sidetrack now. Let's stick with Mark, what you haven't answered yet.
No, you said, why are you any less or any more believable than Paul? I'm saying they're evidence. It's called evidence.
Is there evidence Paul?
What's the evidence that Paul saw Jesus?
What's the evidence that Paul saw Jesus? Well, you can put his statements and the things that he said, and you can put them up, you know, demonstratively and show that what he's saying has truth to it, and there's evidence to support it. How did he know certain things?
Like what?
I mean, people today hold up somebody like Nostradamus and say, oh, look, that guy was right on all these issues.
People are retarded. Nostradamus' predictions are way, way off.
And extremely vague and generalized.
Sure.
They're not. Glad to hear you guys say that. I'm glad to hear you guys say that. But
why would you think we'd believe in a bunch of crackpot predictions?
I didn't say you would. I'm simply saying people in general, you hear that. Oh, look at... I mean, they have documentary specials about
how... So you believe that Paul is for real because it's in a book, right? That's why it's for real?
No, that's not because it's in a book. The story of Moby Dick was in a book, but Jaws was in a book. But that doesn't mean that that's believable. But if somebody was asserting that it was true and they could prove that, they could show some evidence. You know, they actually have a Bible.
There is no evidence. Thanks for the call. More's on the way. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. It is the live Saturday edition, and the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got a year's worth of archives there for you to download for free. Bulletin board system, get interactive with us on archives, wiki, Shrine of Female Listeners. There's so much there, it's all on the house. And what do we ask in return? Well, you support the show voluntarily, of course. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Amplifier program. Over 270 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. That's the price of a cup of coffee. Essentially, what it does is you send that $3 a month in, and we turn it around into advertising for the show. We advertise in industry publications to get more radio stations on board with the show. We advertise online to get more internet listeners. The point is, we spread this show out with your help and therefore spread the message of freedom and liberty. Though tonight we've pretty much just been, the last 2 hours have been dominated by theological style conversation, and that will continue here in a moment. Amp.freetalklive.com, though, is the site to get behind the show, again, for as little as $3 a month. You also get perks, access to classic archives from way back, and more. Get all the details. It's making a big difference for us, the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com. So, as always, anything goes. With that, we continue with the calls. Let's talk to Bill in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill. Bill in Indy, going once. Bill in Indianapolis, going
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was on yet.
You're on now. What's up?
I'm an atheist. I mean, I don't know where they're all at tonight. Maybe they're hiding under the rocks or something.
Atheists tend to be pretty quiet about themselves, Bill. They don't tend to come out and reveal it. They tend to be afraid that if they reveal that they are an atheist, someone that they know might hear them, and then the word would get out, and then the Christians that don't like that sort of thing would ostracize them. I know how atheists feel, and it was hard for me to come out of the closet.
Yeah, there you go. I just think that belief in God is illogical. That's all it is. That's all there is to it.
But there's a book, Bill. It's an old book, and it says that there's a God. That's what they, they believe.
I just want to know. I ask a couple questions to the Christians. If you can maybe ask them the rest of the evening if they call in.
Okay.
Number one, they keep talking about God like it's a he. Now, if God has sexual organs, that doesn't that make him a man?
I think they're just being sloppy. I think it'd probably be more accurate to say it, I suppose. But they have their pictures of the man with the long flowing beard. So I think it's natural that they just sort of consider it a he. I think you're right. It's probably more better to define it as an it.
Okay. Another logical thing that I've always thought of is they always talk about Adam and Eve, and I always ask a Christian, "Well, do you believe in incest?" And they obviously say no. And I say, "Well, how can you have an Adam and Eve?"
You're suggesting that Adam and Eve created the entire world's population. Now, Mark, as someone who has studied the Bible, is that actually the case? Is that what it actually
says? It gets a little confusing here. You know, Cain and Abel, then Cain kills Abel. Cain goes to the land of Nod and apparently breeds with someone or something. And depends on your particular version of Christianity as to what you believe here. And this is where Christians really get creative, is in Genesis.
Well, we don't know whether we believe in Noah.
The fundamentalists believe Genesis 100%.
Then what the heck did Cain have sex with?
That's a great question.
And then I have another one is, they always say, the wages of sin is death. We're all sinners, therefore we're all going to die.
Well, we are going to die.
Well, it sounds good when you say it that way. You know, the wages of sin is death. We are all sinners, therefore we're all mortal.
Okay.
Well, I always ask, well, is being born a sin? Because what sin did that newborn baby that dies in the cradle, okay, of sudden infant death syndrome, what sin did they commit?
You know, those are darn good questions, and I hope somebody has an answer. Thank you for the call, Bill.
Thank
we
you.
Certainly appreciate it. I love that last one.
That's an excellent
if
question.
If everybody's a sinner, what's the sin the baby committed? Let's go to Sirt in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sirt.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Oh, it's Serge. Hey, what's on your mind? They wrote your name as Sirt, like C-E-R-T. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow I'm going to a concert/demonstration. And I know that since it is a rock concert, there are going to be socialist-minded people coming there. And there's obviously going to be a heated political debate there.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, my question to you is, I was just wondering what a good method of trying to, you know, convince, not really convince, just present a pro-liberty point in discussions without getting my ass kicked.
Okay, I know. Easy. First of all, what's the demonstration about?
It's a rock concert to mark the 18th anniversary of the Tompkins Square riot.
What is the Tompkins Square riot?
It's where 1988 there was in Tompkins Square Park in New York City. A bunch of cops came in and broke up a peaceful protest for no apparent reason. That's just my opinion.
I see. Okay, so they're marking that. Okay, very good. So a fair enough occasion. I think what you should do is, instead of trying to get into conversations with people, I mean, it is a rock concert, so I presume there's going to be music. Are they also going to have speakers and that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Probably would be a good idea to just avoid trying to get into confrontations with anyone. And if you have a few extra bucks, go to freetalklive.com, scroll down the page, and you'll find our flyer. We've got a little flyer. It's you print it out, and there's two to a page. You cut it, cut the page in half, and go out and hand out the flyer. It's black and white printable. And so basically you could come there with a stack of Free Talk Live flyers and just essentially say, hey, you want to listen to a great talk radio show, hand it to them, and then just let them discover freedom on their own.
Okay. I think I'll do that.
There you go, Serge. Anything else on your mind?
Not really. Just was wondering.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800, again, that's on our front page on our website. Just scroll down a little bit till you find the flyer at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. All right, so Bill's challenge from Indianapolis, still on the table. There's only moments remaining, and I'm going to try to remember that for the next time that we get into this, if no one calls in at this moment. But I would like to hear someone answer it about the baby specifically. That one was really good. If everyone's a sinner, and I've heard Christians say that before, everyone's a sinner.
And the wages of sin is death.
Then why, okay, so then if everybody is a sinner, what sin has the baby committed that dies of sudden infant death syndrome? What sin?
I don't have an answer for that. I mean, the
being
baby,
human?
The baby is born into sin because it has flesh.
Being human is a sin?
It really is.
How is that?
Christianity is a self-effacing religion. I mean, I'm terrible. I'm sinful. You have to bring out the straps and you have to slap yourself on the back because you're bad. You know, you have flesh. Paul especially is really, really pushes this thing. This is why if I were to even look at Christianity as a religion, as a choice, I'm going to do away with every single epistle that Paul wrote.
Why?
But he's illegitimate. He has no business being in that Bible. Now, you know, they knocked out all kinds of books all over the place for whatever reason that they wanted to at the Council of Nicaea. You're right. At the Council of Nicaea, but they decided to keep Paul's. This guy's got no credentials at all.
Did he know them or something? I mean,
And the Gospels are written by... they're not even written by the people that they whose names are on them. Generally, they're written by the followers of those people. You know, mostly from what they'd said.
Why did they choose Paul if he wasn't the real deal?
I can't imagine, you know, because...
Was it just simply to push an ideology on people?
I would certainly say that. Paul's definitely, you know, pushes the deity of Jesus.
Someone with an answer, Webster in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Webster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, as I understand it, babies who have not been baptized are still tainted with what the Catholic Church calls original sin, which is what Adam and Eve did when they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
Pride, then? Pride's the original sin?
I'm sorry?
Pride is then the original sin?
No.
That's what I was taught.
Curiosity, I think, is probably the original sin.
All right, so you're saying that that's until they get baptized?
Yes,
after they get baptized, is the original sin gone?
It's gone enough, but we're all going to die.
But wait. What if the baby gets baptized and then dies? Has it committed any sins at that point?
No. He goes to a special place. I don't know. You're getting heavy duty into the Catholic division of Christianity.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it all Christians that believe that you're born a sinner?
Yeah, but they have different categories.
I see.
You get, I heard one preacher say there's 666 different varieties of Christianity.
Oh, is that right? Did he just make that number up?
No, I don't think he did.
Well, I'm going to make a new variety of Christianity just so there can be 667 so those Christians can feel better about it. Webster, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, the freest countries in the world, we said Estonia was number one. Here's the top 10. Ireland, number 2. Canada, 3. Number 4, Switzerland. 5 is Iceland. 6 is the Bahamas. 7, the United Kingdom. And finally, coming in at 8th place in the 2006 State of the World Liberty Index with a score of 81.96, your very own United States of America.
How can the Canadians beat us out on this? That does, I mean, they have socialist medicine up there.
They also have better property rights up there in Canada as well. You'll have to look at the index. I'll put a link to it at freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system. And we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online between now and Monday night at freetalklive.com. We'll see you next week.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.